Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey folks, we're back at last. I tell you what, sorry we're late back, but we have been super busy, have we not, Stephen?
Where have you been? Also, you've got to tell people who's talking. Who the hell's talking? Who is this? Who am I talking to?
On the doggy pod, who else is talking? You and I. Don't they know who you is? You're on first, I'm on second. No, I'm Dr. Rob Zammit.
That's
and
better.
My producer.
Yes.
Diddle-loon, drum roll.
Sitting right opposite you is your producer, Stephen Peters. And yeah, we apologise because, yes.
You say that so humbly, your producer, Stephen Peters.
Well, you know.
Okay, I'll say it, folks. Multi award winning producer.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
that's true. Yes, really has. No. All over the world has won awards for all sorts of documentaries and other things that he has done. Fabulous stuff.
Being a general rat bag. But anyway, Rob, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Yes, we have been super busy. Just, you know, for regular listeners, you'll know that we're currently in the middle of making a movie called Archie AI, starring Rob's dog, Oggy, August. And we've finished filming and we're well into editing now. So that's held us up a bit. But the biggest thing that's held us up is Rob, of course, it's always Rob, has been involved with an event that happens here every year in Sydney called the Royal Easter Show. And Rob plays quite a big role in that. So he's kind of out of action for a few weeks there every year. But Rob, tell us just what the Royal Easter Show is and what you do.
Sure. It's the Royal Agricultural Society of New South Wales, agriculture being the big name.
Right.
And the Royal Agricultural Society puts on this annual show at Easter time where the country comes to the city. You know, we have no amount of sheep and cattle to tell you about. There's just so many different breeds. The black-nosed sheep now are very popular. Stephen, they're selling for anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000.
For sheep, for one.
For one little sheep. They're little sheep and people can have them as pets and do have them as pets. So certainly they won't be mowing my backyard at that price, but yeah, people are paying it.
So this is
all of a sudden become popular as pets.
This is an opportunity for country people to come and show off their animals and
many different animals,
yeah,
many different
right.
quality of products as well. All the products that we have both livestock and agricultural products and aquaculture products as well. You know, our famous Sydney rock oysters and other products that we're producing now. Some of them are farmed seafood products. Some of them are not. Our prawns, of course, are just world-renowned.
So, where does our famous vet, Dr. Rob Zammit, fit in with all of that? I mean, I know you like a prawn and you like your oysters, but where do you fit in?
So many different animals to look after. You know, horses with horse jumping and various different animals, goats, pigs, and agriculture itself. Plus our historical and traditional things, arts and craft. All these different areas need someone to look after them, a committee to look after them. And so I'm a counsellor. We have many counsellors with the Royal Agricultural Society, and we all sit on different committees. I'm on the veterinary committee, and I'm also on the domestic animal committee. So we have rabbits that come in, guinea pigs and
dogs,
reptiles,
dogs
and cats. Yeah, we have all of those. You'd be surprised. Even the rabbits even put a little obedience performance on. They can be so well trained. Quite amazing.
Rabbits.
And in dogs themselves, of course, we have agility and various obedience. And the police dogs come in. It goes on and on. But the Royal Agricultural Society is more than one show a year. A lot more than that. They have a foundation that has a trust. So it's built up some funds. And with that money, we help a lot of people all around the rural areas of New South Wales. You know, there's a lot of scholarships out for children in New South Wales and for university students. We help with research with a particularly agricultural-based university up at a place called Armidale, which is in the northwestern area of New South Wales, about 8 hours or so drive from Sydney. And then we help farmers. You know, we help farmers with the most modern technology, the most modern tractors. You know, you can get tractors that you can sit at home and drive the tractor from your home.
Yeah, remote. Yeah, no, I've seen that. It's pretty amazing. Yep. So,
and of course, the other big push in agriculture, drones. Drones have become very important in good agricultural methods, and also making sure that all of this agricultural is environmental friendly. We're trying to stay as carbon neutral as possible.
Now, getting back onto our core subject here, Rob, dogs.
Oh yes, dogs. Sorry, got carried away.
Yeah, you get once Rob starts talking about agriculture, there is just no stopping the guy. Yeah. Dogs. So there were obviously lots of dog shows, as you say, agility and show dogs and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Obedience, etc.
Yeah. Yep. With the show dogs, did it always bring out the extremely focused and sometimes fanatical owners who will go to any lengths to make sure their dog looks as good as it can look?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Look, there is a whole area dedicated to that last little bit of grooming with everything you would want to tables to put your dog on. Of course, hair dryers for that last bit of finish. Mm-hmm. And the sprays were going on. And one person I was watching, and it was pretty funny. They were putting some powder on the dog,
But
they were using the blow dryer at the same time. And they, I don't know how they did it, was sort of blowing back towards them. They put the powder on, and all of a sudden their face was white and their eyes were closed. The powder was all over them. And they were about to go in the ring, so they quickly had to dust off and clean themselves up and
actually, that,
get everything organised.
That makes me think of a question then. Obviously the judges are there to judge the dog and the way it walks.
Correct.
And prances
and
does whatever it needs to do.
Yep.
Would anybody lose any points if the owner looked a bit ratty, you know?
Well, not so much lose points, but what does happen is that, you know, if the owner, and they do, you should see them dressed up. If the owner dresses in some way that complements the dog, then the judge will have a second look. Just by human nature, your eyes drawn to it. You think, oh, that looks nice. What's going on there? Your eyes are just drawn to that person and to that person's dog. So the costumes or the dress, I guess, the fashion. And they have a class, which is fashion on the grounds. They have a class on General Specials Day for all the various fashion people that want to go in that class.
What, people? Human
couples.
Beings, you mean?
Yeah, couples. Yeah. Just for the... That's just a bit of fun, you know, just to try and lighten that load on, especially on what's called General Specials Day. That's when you're going for the best in show. And it's funny because you're watching these people, some of them are arguing with each other. Not people own one dog and another dog, but you know, couples, the husband and wife, two partners, all the pressure. I told you to get that water. I got that water for you. Yeah. It's over there. And I just see the thing. Whoa, gosh, it's only a dog show. Enjoy. But it happens to be the best dog show in all of Australasia.
I was going to say, it's not just only a dog show. And, of course, leads up to what's the big prize? Once you win your category, you then go into the final. Best in show.
First win your best of breed. Then you go in the group. There are seven groups. And you have to win the group. And then you finally go for best in show.
Right.
But the whole show, the Royal Agricultural Society Easter show, you know, it's the biggest ticketed event in the Southern Hemisphere. Really? It's a big event. And so it takes a lot of coordination to get it right. Because the other thing I've got to try and do, I'm part of the committee that has to get the dogs up for the Grand Parade. There's a Grand Parade, folks, of all the different animals go into this big arena, really big arena. And not funny, I guess, but looking back it was. We're all in there. I had the dogs in there walking their circle and the horses up there and cattle and carriages going around. All of a sudden, a bull gets loose, a Brahmin bull.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you, the stockman did some great work. No one was hurt. No one was trampled. But it could have been pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Because it's not that easy holding a big bull. It often takes two people with some of these bulls.
Oh, yeah, they're all muscle, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey. It did not want to be there, all that noise, everything that was going on. Hey, I'm out of here. So it was pretty drastic. But the show went off really well, very successful. The dog show had three judges, one from Switzerland, who did best in show as well, one from Finland, and one from Canada. And they were just three lovely men. I got to show them a bit of New South Wales on one of the days. I took them down the south coast of New South Wales. We went to a little zoo where they could feed the animals, then across to a place called Stanwell Tops where they can look down the New South Wales south coast and have a look at that. And, of course, there's the very famous talking toilet, which I'm not going to go into.
That's for our...
But they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. And then we went through our Royal National Park and had a lovely lunch at a seaside suburb of Cronulla. And that was the end of our day.
Right.
They get to see some... Otherwise, they're stuck in the show, virtually on the showground all the time because we put them up at a hotel right next to the showground. They don't get to see much of anything else. We took them out for another day on the harbour, of course, our very famous and beautiful... We haven't been to Sydney, folks, do not miss Sydney Harbour. You can't miss it, but it's just, you should have a day out on that harbour. Just beautiful.
Now, getting back to the dogs.
The dog show, yes, the dog show.
You've gone off topic yet again.
No, not me.
Getting back to the dogs. With, because I saw a lot of stories on the news when people were preparing their dogs and whatever. Is there anything they're not allowed to put on their dogs? Because I noticed some people were doing a little bit of touch-up with some black or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
not allowed to put hairspray on your dog. Not allowed to put powder on your dog. They do it all.
I was going to say, they're all
certainly
doing
not
powder.
Allowed to dye your dog. Well, one of the things that we do at the... It's possibly one of the few shows that does this. We actually, at random, pick some breeds and swab the best of breed winners for any drugs. Because you certainly... We don't want to see dogs being given drugs just to win a dog show.
What sort of drugs would they be on to win a dog show, though?
One of two things. It's a very noisy show, and people get worried, so they give them a little tranquilizer, not too much, just a little bit, to try and keep the dog calm. Well, you're not allowed to do that. The dog's temperament is being judged as much as anything else.
Of course, yes.
We want dogs with very good temperament, because the dogs that win this, they're going to be looked at for breeding. Well, we don't want... Yeah, people say, oh, gee, that dog had a good temperament, when actually, in fact, it was the drugs. We don't want that. So we look at those, but we also, some dogs are a bit, oh, ho, hum, not another dog show. Well, they give them stimulants to kick them along a bit.
Oh, okay.
not on our watch, they don't.
Doggy uppers, huh?
Yeah, so people that come to this show know that that's going to be on, and pretty much it's a drug-free show as far as anything like that is concerned. Now, I guess other people in the past used to use anabolic steroids to muscle their dogs up a bit. Not used anymore, again. That's definitely... The bulk of them are always negative, And some of the positives we get are just false positives, so it's not too bad at all.
Now, Rob, I don't know if you're in a position to talk about it, but I do.
What's that?
I do understand there was some controversy this year. What's called Oodlegate. There's like quite a big controversy there involving all things Oodles. Are you able to spill the beans?
That. Oh, yeah, I love that, Oodlegate. Oodles, in fact, I spoke to a lot of different media people about the fact that we had this Oodle Exhibition Day where people were allowed to bring their oodle.
What, any cross
along.
Oodle?
And what is an oodle? Yeah, what is an oodle? It's a cross between something and a poodle. In fact, one of the reporters said to me, well, how many types of oodles are there? I said, well, you could have as many types of oodles as you have breeds of dogs, less poodle. Now, if you crossed a German Shepherd with a poodle, you'd have a German Oodle. If you crossed a Great Dane, you'd have a Great Oodle. And I said, the only problem that we get worried about is if they cross a Shih Tzu with a bulldog. And she said, why? I said, well, because if you cross a Shih Tzu with a bulldog, you end up with bullshit. And she said, what? I said, I'm going to put that in the paper. I don't care what they say. She thought it was the quote of the day. But, yeah, look, oodles are just like any other dog. They're a cross, of course. And some people are trying to get...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A continuous line of oodles, like the Grudel especially, the Golden Retriever crossed with a poodle, and they're saying they've got four generations or five generations of these crosses, and they breed true. And if they develop a breed standard, and if they develop some DNA tests to show us that, then they will be allowed to come onto the pedigree dog register. There'd be no problem with that. They did it with other dogs, Tenterfield Terrier, for example, in Australia. I mean, no one told, what's his name, her Doberman, that he was bad crossing all those breeds to get the Doberman. You know, the Doberman is a purebred dog now, but it started off as a cross. Most dogs started off as a cross of something.
So who had their nose out of joint then? Who was...
Some of the pedigree dog people, look, the bulk of them are quite good people. They're saying, we love dogs, full stop. We happen to love our breed and we have a soft spot for our breed, but all dogs are dogs. They all have that same spirit. You know, dogs love not just with their heart, but with their mind as well. They really are a species that can love with their mind. And I'll tell you a story about that a bit later on, and to do with the Royal. Which proves that to me. But yeah, so they're just loving dogs like any other dog. And really the important thing with dogs is that they have to fill this niche in our society. You know, we started off with dogs coming into our camps protecting us. Then the dogs started herding animals. Once we used dogs to herd animals, Stephen, civilization took off. You know, we could have towns, villages, and then, you know, virtually a lot of big areas where man could settle, humans could settle, because of dogs herding animals. Nowadays, the dog has a different important thing to do. The most important thing is look after lonely people, look after children that are being harassed in Social media, well, they can go back and just talk to their dog.
Exactly.
And it really helps them look after lonely people all around the world.
Hey, just with the oodles, yes. How many different types of oodles were there, do you reckon?
Oh, look, I really don't know. Honestly, I do not know the answer to that. We had 40 entries, not a lot of entries, but enough to show off that these dogs do have a place in our society. Just gorgeous creatures that are important to us.
Also, on that same day, you had to give an award to a dog called Vespa.
Yeah, now just to be certain, the General Specials Day was on the Monday, the Oodle Day was on the Tuesday. But on General Specials Day, the biggest day of the show, there was a lot of people. We have the Canine Heroes Award. And we have two. One is dogs in the service of humans in some way. They don't know what they could be, police dogs or whatever. They could be guide dogs. But we actually picked the dog. We had a lot of good entries. We had a sniffer dog on Border Patrol for our biosecurity. The dog was a black Labrador called Vespa. And I've got to tell you, her handler, Paris Carette, was so proud of this dog. And Vespa is 7 years old. They often get retired around 8 or 9. And so I said to the audience, when she retires, anybody want to take her on? Everybody put their hand up.
But what did Vespa do, though? What was her job?
Oh, well, she would look at all the items coming through virtually different areas, either be in the mail centre or at the airports themselves, trying to sniff out anything. And she had, virtually, she could sniff out anything from about 150 different items.
Wow.
And she sniffed out over 1,300 items in 12 months. It's a record number of things. So she would be stopping things like foot and mouth disease. If that came into our country, it would devastate cattle and sheep industry, and it would devastate Australia's economy by billions of dollars. Mm. Billions of dollars. We would fall into a depression if we got foot and mouth and knocked out our cattle and sheep industry. Vespa also sniffed out things that could bring in rabies. Now, if you've ever been in a country where rabies is endemic and there's a mad dog racing around, boy, you don't go anywhere near that dog, otherwise you could get rabies and you'll end up having some very painful injections, 10 of them, in your abdomen. That's what it's like. So rabies, preventing rabies getting into this country is essential. She prevented a particular bug. It's a beetle called the Keppra beetle, which knocks out heaps and heaps of agriculture all around the world. We don't have it in this country. But if people try and get these grains in that might have that beetle or a larvae of that beetle, it would be devastating if it got through. Well, not on her watch. This dog just didn't miss a beat. She virtually gives 110% every time. When she goes out to work, she's not going to miss anything. There's a African swine fever. If that got into the country, it would kill 80%. It would be expected. 80% of our pig industry would be wiped out and dead. It just goes
Vespa
on and on.
Vespa also looks after, would sniff out drugs, I'm guessing?
She's not a drug dog. I don't think she does do drugs. I think they get the other dogs. Undoubtedly, she could be trained for that. But she's mainly for biosecurity. So we're looking at all these various diseases that have these major risks into our agriculture industry. It's the Department of Agriculture dog, so I don't think she's so much. She's not a drug dog. There are drug dogs there as well doing that work, but she is more in biosecurity than anything else, and boy, she is fantastic at it. So she was honoured and given that award, and her handler said, you can forget looking for a home for her when she retires. She's going home with me and staying home with her. She'll have a forever home with her current handler. So it's a pretty good outfit that they've got. Really good people there, the biosecurity people. And we don't realise, we think, oh, not another dog sniffing my bags and all that. You don't realise the billions and billions of loss it would cause, and the amount of mass culling that we'd have to do if any of these diseases got into our country. It would be terrible, terrible, terrible. So we honoured her with certainly a Canine Hero Award.
Vespa's sitting at home now with her feet up on the couch, listening to the doggy pod, thinking life's good, just relaxing, all good.
Yeah, it's shooting the breeze, getting ready for her next session tomorrow morning.
The next session? Of what?
Not on the doggy pod. She's still not retired, my friend. She's still working hard.
So she was just given the award because she's very good.
She is fantastic.
Oh, I thought she was retired.
Yeah, she broke records. Stephen, she broke records in how many different items she found and how many, yeah, across. It's not just one thing. She's not just looking. She's not the salami dog looking for salamis. She finds everything. Yeah, she finds seeds. She finds various products, food products. She finds a whole range, host of products that are in people trying to sneak in their bags. And people do. They just continually try and intrude on our biosecurity, and that's so wrong.
Now, there was one other amazing canine story that came out of the Royal Easter Show involving a dog called Pistol. Do you want to enlighten us, Rob, on Pistol's story? It's pretty full on.
Right. We're talking about really big, if you like, ranch or farm area. Yeah, just quite a large area that these people have to cover. And Pistol was a cross Kelpie that would go out with her owner, Pete Stevens. And Pete says that Pistol, wherever he went, that dog was with him all the time.
Around the farm, and wherever he went, Pistol went.
It doesn't matter where he went. If he went to town, the dog was there. He said it was one of these unusual dogs that just would not leave the owner's side. She really hung on to Pete Stevenson, and they were just there all the time.
Inseparable.
Together all the time. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's had a lot of dogs over the years, but nothing like this. He said, just amazing dog, just incredible. So he was quite a long way out, away from the farmhouse, a long, long way from any other farmhand. In fact, he said he was about 3 kilometres away from any other farmhand on his horse, and Pistol was down there walking beside. The horse found a hole and threw the horse down and landed on Pete, cracked his ribs, and I'm talking really busted ribs, collapsed one lung, have trouble breathing, fractured collarbone, fractured arms, a fractured leg, and tore the muscles. I mean, Stephen, you've got 500 kilos of animal landing on you, 500 kilos of muscle landing on you, it's going to hurt. Tore the muscles of his abdomen, and he started hemorrhaging. Pete was bleeding out, just bleeding out. He was dying. And Pistol took a look. Now, Pistol had to logically think, I love this man, and I love him with my mind as much as with my heart. What am I going to do? And Pete thought, oh, gosh, at least the dog's with me while I'm dying. All of a sudden, Pistol takes off and thinks, oh, great. Just when I really want to there, you take off on me. Pistol took off. And 3 kilometres away, jumped into a buggy that one of the farmhands was working with. And the farmer said, what's going on here? Oh, and he worked out straight away. You're here and Pete's not here. There's trouble. And he took off, the farmhand took off to where he knew Pete would be working, found Pete laying there, rang 000. They had to get an ambulance and a helicopter in. They got the helicopter in and got him to a hospital and saved his life. Pistol saved his life by the action of something unusual. Like, Pistol never left Pete until Pistol had realised, rationalised, logically, I stay here, he dies, I move, maybe we can save Pete, my owner, and did. And Pete just loved this dog, of course. This happened a few years ago, and then Christmas, just last Christmas, Pistol passed away of natural causes, just old age. And was awarded the Canine Hero Award posthumously because just what a great story. What a way to save a person's life.
That's amazing.
So, I'll tell you what, I had to tell the story out there on General Special Day on the microphone. I started breaking down. And I do rate that when I hear of this marvellous dog that did these marvellous things for its owner, that was always working there with the sheep or cattle or whatever Pete needed, but never trained to just go and save Pete, but it did just all
the time. For a dog to be able to understand, to be able to rationalise, I could stay here and just comfort him, which you'd think, well, that would be what a dog would do. It would stay there and comfort its own.
Yeah, just lick their face until they die.
But he wouldn't have known that he was going to die, potentially. For him to figure out, I'm going to go find a farmhand, that's amazing, amazing.
It is an incredible, incredible thing to do, isn't it? Just like, no, I'm not going to sit here. We're in trouble, so let's get going and find out what's needed. And to get Pete out of trouble, I need to get somebody else to help me. Yeah, just what the logic that must have gone through that dog's mind, all of a sudden, I'm not staying with him, I'm going to go and get help. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, we've just had to go to the tissues for a little bit, but we're all dried up now and we're good to go. That was a lovely story, Rob, but it is time for us to wrap up this episode of the Doggy Pod. We're super thankful that you listen to us every time we bring out an episode. Apologies for them being a little more sporadic due to a whole bunch of other things, but welcome back to you for listening, and we won't be as long in between episodes, we promise, from here on in.
We've nearly finished the movie. Just a little bit more doing. And
other stuff.
Any ideas when it might come out?
Much.
No, not yet.
But please continue to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, The Doggy Pod. And if you want to be really nice, you could give us a lovely review on your podcast platform of choice. That always helps us. And tell your friends. Tell your friends you've found this fantastic podcast about all things dogs. Every episode, my God, I think there's over 170 episodes there. So there's bound to be something there for every dog owner, I think. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. Yeah. And Rob will say his special little goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
If you know someone that doesn't have a dog and has a child, talk to them about doing just that for their child. Get a dog.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.